former FBI agent in Boston has been found guilty of racketeering and obstruction of justice. A federal jury found that John Connolly became corrupted by the mob informants he was supposed to control. From member station WBUR in Boston, Jason Bobium reports.
Connolly retired from the FBI a decade ago as a highly decorated crime fighter. Yesterday, surrounded by a cloud of television reporters, he walked out of federal court a convicted criminal. Connolly spent almost two decades as an FBI handler of high-ranking mob informants. He cultivated South Boston gang leaders James Whitey Bulger and Stephen the Rifleman Flemmy and used them to gather information against the Italian mafia in Boston's North End. Prosecutors allege that Connolly became so close to Bulger and Flemmy that he became part of their criminal enterprise. The jury agreed. After the verdict was announced, Michael Sullivan, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Massachusetts, called Connolly a racketeer.
Today's verdict reveals that John Connolly, for what he became, a Winter Hill gang operative masquerading as an FBI agent.
In exchange for immunity, Connolly's former boss admitted that Connolly brought him thousands of dollars in bribes from Whitey Bulger. A mob enforcer testified that one Christmas, Connolly accepted an envelope stuffed with $5,000 in cash. He said he remembers it was the holidays because Bulger had a saying that Christmas was for cops and kids. U.S. Attorney Sullivan acknowledged that the trial was a somber moment for federal law enforcement.
And although Connolly was not alone in the mishandling of informants and assisting them in carrying out these crimes, it makes Connolly no less responsible.
But Connolly is the first agent convicted of criminal charges stemming from the Boston FBI's all-out war against the Italian mafia in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. The office developed an anything-goes reputation, and Connolly has shown a similar brashness. After his arraignment last year, he stormed out of the court, declaring that he was being framed.
And I would ask that all fair-minded people refrain from forming a judgment in this case until you have heard my facts and my evidence brought before a judge and a jury. And when that happens, I'll be confident that I will be vindicated in this case, period.
But Connolly never took the stand to present his facts and his evidence, and he declined to comment as he left the courthouse yesterday. During the trial, his defense attorney presented little evidence of his innocence. Instead, she attacked the credibility of the gangland figures who testified against him, calling them liars, cheats, and murderers. The central theme of Connolly's defense was that he was a foot soldier in the FBI's war against the Italian mob, and his superiors knew exactly what he was doing. The prosecution countered that he was a rogue agent who disclosed to Bulger and Flemmy the identities of other informants who soon turned up dead. And the government says that in December of 1994, Connolly alerted Bulger and Flemmy that they were about to be indicted. That tip allowed Bulger to flee.
The dangerous dance that is fundamental to every informant and handler situation is who's using whom.
Dick Lair, a reporter at the Boston Globe, wrote two books about Connolly in the Boston office of the FBI. Lair says the culture of corruption inside the Boston office allowed Connolly to dive so deep into the underworld that his relationship with his informants was compromised.
Anyone who fairly looks at the record in this case realizes that that turned inside out and it was Bulger who was in charge.
Connolly faces 5 to 20 years in prison for the crimes he was convicted of yesterday. Prosecutors say they may bring additional charges against him later. For NPR News, I'm Jason Beaubien in Boston.